de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este. I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm talking about A Darker Shade of Magic by V.E. Schwab. A Darker Shade of Magic was first published by Tor in 2015. Set in London in 1815, Kell is a traveller. Well, there's not just one London in A Darker Shade of Magic, there are actually four. And Kell is one of the last few blood magicians, known as Antari, who can travel between the worlds connected by the one city. There's grey London, dull and dirty, without magic, and ruled by the Mad King George. There's red London, where magic is celebrated. White London, ruled by a frightening group of authoritarian twins, where the people fight to control magic and the magic fights back. And there was a Black London, but after some kind of magical accident, the door to Black London was sealed, and no one talks about Black London much anymore. The existence of the different Londons is actually a closely guarded secret, kept by the rulers of each city. Now, Kell is officially lives in Red London, which is officially his home, where he's raised alongside the heir to the throne, the scallywag Rye. Now, Kell is an ambassador to the Red London Maresh Empire, and his job is to carry letters to the royals of the different Londons. But unofficially, Kell is also a smuggler. He takes advantage of people who will pay highly to get anything from any of the other worlds, a place where they will never get to see for themselves. But Kell also likes to keep souvenirs for himself, and this is a hobby with its dangers. Now, it's Rye's 20th birthday in Red London, and there's lots of celebrations, and Kell travels to White London to pick up Rye's birthday gift. After the pickup, he goes to a tavern, which is a place with different names in the different Londons, but always a tavern. And after a few strong drinks, a strange woman gives Kell another delivery for Red London. But when he returns, the delivery goes wrong, and it appears that someone has set him up. So Kell flees to Grey London, where he meets the cutpurse Delilah, a young runaway disguised as a man with ambitions to be a pirate. She pickpockets a rather important object from Kell, saves him from an enemy, and then forces him to take her to another London. Now, I thoroughly enjoyed A Darker Shade of Magic, and this is mainly due to the characters and the imaginative setting. I'm a real sucker for pretty world building, and Schwab's world building is fantastic. The four Londons are vivid and distinct, each with their own complete history and culture and rules. It's almost like four different fantasy books rolled into one. The characters are strong and bold. Delilah, or Lila as she's known, is sassy and sarcastic and a mean hand with a cutlass. She's a really strong female character and responsible for giving me a few chuckles along the way. Now, Rye is a real rogue with a cheeky glint in his eye, while the main character, Kell, really struggles with where he fits in the world or which world he fits into. He's lonely and a little bit angsty in a self-indulgent teenage way and tries to be good, but he's conflicted and tempted by the darker side of magic. And he has a super cool coat with multiple sides, changeable depending on his location or what he wants to wear. And why hasn't someone invented this yet? How practical. I'd crowdfund that. And the last great complex character is Holland, Kell's counterpart Antari from the White London, the only other known Antari who's held captive by the sadistic rulers. Now, this is the first in a series, including A Gathering of Shadows and A Conjuring of Light. A Darker Shade of Magic is also currently being adapted into a film by Gerard Butler's production company. So if you like magical coats, interdimensional travel, magic, souvenirs, and sassy female wannabe pirates, I heartily recommend A Darker Shade of Magic. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. Until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.